This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. Boy, I'll tell you, everybody is Super Bowl hungover, you know, trying to get through it. I guess we joined Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning had a couple things he wanted to do. He wanted to go and, you know, find his wife, hug his kids, do all that good stuff. And he said, drink lots of Budweiser. Sound like a little bit of a plug, huh?
It definitely was a little bit of a plug. But,
hey, why not?
I mean, Disney does it every year. Why shouldn't Budweiser, right?
Yeah, did anybody announce they were going to Disneyland? I didn't hear that one.
I know Von Miller said something the opposite, and that we can't say on air, but I know he said he was going another place.
Right.
yes. So, all in all, what did you think of the game?
Hey, it's a defensive game. I mean, you're watching it, and of course, you know, I'm watching it in light of our conversation with John Niedenagel, right? And John talking about, the characteristics of the two quarterbacks. And to the tune, I mean, if we had John on right now, he would tell us exactly no surprises for him. So I watched it a little bit differently. I was thinking, okay, in the first quarter, because if you remember what John had to say, Cam's brain type was going to be under, you know, the first quarter was going to dictate what was going to happen. And I thought, okay, well, you know, he hung in there, okay, and I'm still thinking, you know, there's a possibility for him to come out. But as John said, that he could get a little wild with his passes, and the first quarter he had a couple passes that guys were open that could have been, breakthrough for him and put him in a good spot, and he just, was a little too amped up.
Yeah, I actually found myself doing the same thing, watching the both quarterbacks and thinking about, like as you just said, John. And you could see it at times, and I mean, I don't know if he was spot on, because it even looked like Manning kind of had times where he didn't see things the way that they were. The interception by Cody Ealy comes to mind.
Right.
You know, Manning pretty much threw that ball right to him.
Exactly.
So
he almost dropped it because it was surprised. Oh my gosh, you know, right in there. No, you're right, and I think that, and to Manning's credit, I mean, where he stayed inside of himself, I mean, how many quarterbacks would have forced the issue and said, okay, hey, I'm going to pass no matter what, and I mean, especially a guy of Manning's accomplishment, and he's going, okay, we're going to just keep it on the ground. You know, we're not going to, you know, they're going to have to beat us on the offense, and it was right there decided, about halfway through the fourth quarter, the defense was going to have to win it for them.
Yeah, and they did. The Broncos defense shut down the number one offense in the league this year, almost the exact opposite role that Denver had 2 years ago against Seattle when they had the number one offense, and Seattle's defense came in and held them to 8 points. Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, and he easily, at the end of the game, there couldn't have been any other choice because he was easily the best player. And, a guy like, I forget his first name, but Ware,
yes.
from the Broncos, he,
right.
You know, caps off his, you know, he's another guy that's a little bit older and probably winding down in years, and he gets his ring. So I had fun watching the game. A lot of people say it was boring, but I never turned it off. So
no, it didn't turn it. I didn't have a desire to turn it off, and you were kind of, well, you know, like you, I thought, okay, it would have been nice to have a little bit more offense there, but you have to appreciate what the guys were doing out there on the field from that side. Anything stuck out for you regarding the commercials? I mean, $5 million for a 30-second spot.
Some for wrong reasons, I guess.
Yeah,
the Marmot
right.
one was yeah. was a little bit weird for me.
Yeah.
Weird. So that was one that kind of stuck out for bad reasons.
Yeah, I was almost thinking that maybe Peyton played off of Sir Anthony Hopkins with his shameless plug and his endorsement. here he is, you know, the great man and actor that he is. And then, you know, and then you get the Budweiser referral, too, from Peyton. Well, we've got more. Stay with us. Sebastian Gorka coming up next on Bill Martinez Live.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
The way people will be judged.
Recently. Hello, Dr. Hello, America. It's Bill Martinez coming at you. Good to have you along with us. For more information, BillMartinezLive.com. We come to you every Monday through Friday from 9 to 11 Eastern in over 270 markets across these United States and now around the world via shortwave. Our next guest, always good to have him with us, and it's a pleasure to have him back, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, chairman of the Threat Knowledge Group, who was born in the UK to parents who escaped communism during the Hungarian Revolution of 1956. He's an internationally recognized authority on issues of national security, irregular warfare, terrorism, and democratization. Dr. Gorka, good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Great to be back on the show. Thank you for having me.
Well, let's take a look at where we are right now. Lots of debate on national security. I have maintained that it is experience that defines preference, and we've had a lot of opportunity to redefine our national security under the current conditions that the United States lives under, Dr. Gorka.
Yes, I think you're absolutely right. We are living in an age where national security is once again at the forefront. If you just look at the presidential campaign that's going on right now, at least on one side, at least on the Republican side, it really is a national security election year. The way people will be judged, the way candidates will be judged, is how seriously they take the threat of events such as San Bernardino, what they represent to the American people, and whether they have an answer to deal with the global jihadist movement, not just 8,000 miles away in the Middle East, but here on the streets of the United States as well.
Well, you heard what President Obama said recently at the mosque in acknowledging that most Muslims are peaceful, but yet I thought that the speech began to open the dialogue a little bit. It's been a long time coming. I think it was tough for him in certain degrees to admit to the current situation, but he had to. But I don't think he put enough focus and pressure on Muslims to be the spearhead of anything that's going to mollify these radicals.
Yes, I tend to agree with you. There seems to be a perverse sense of priorities inside the administration, especially inside the president's Department of Justice. Whenever there's an attack, when the threat of jihadism rears its ugly head, instantly, we just saw this after San Bernardino with the Attorney General, instantly the focus is on Islamophobia. You have the Attorney General saying after San Bernardino that, you know, you reach out to me and you tell me immediately if you see Islamophobia. I'm not sure Islamophobia is the problem in America or the reason for why 14 people are massacred at their Christmas party in California. So there's been an upside down, a topsy-turvy worldview inside the administration. in recent weeks, I think there's maybe a little bit of movement. The fact that he didn't warm up his old talking points at the prayer breakfast on you know, how the Crusades are just as evil as what Islam is doing today or the jihadis are doing today. Maybe his tempering of his criticism of Christianity is a reflection of the fact that slowly somebody is waking up and coming to a realization of what really is the greatest threat to America today.
Well, Dr. Gorka, I know you understand this better than most people. I just got back from Israel, and what really caught my attention was the understanding of the indoctrination of generations of young people that have, had their worldview altered in such a way that this is not going to be an overnight issue. This is a generational issue because people so long, just like in our country, are being reoriented and indoctrinated on a thought that doesn't necessarily advance the American cause.
No, I think you're absolutely right. I think it's very hard. Well, when you're just, grinding away, trying to make your car payments at the end of the month, you're doing your 9-to-5 or whatever it is, the idea that there are whole generations of human beings from Central Asia to North Africa to the Middle East to Asia that have been, they've been brought up on their mother's milk on a hatred, on an ideology that anybody who disagrees with their leader's view of the world is an infidel and must be killed. We've seen, the idea that from September in Israel, we've had this new intifada of stabbings.
Exactly.
Young couples, mothers murdered in front of their children. It's very difficult for us or for the average American to understand that there are kindergartens in the Middle East and elsewhere where day in, day out, the hymn or the mantra of what is being taught is that the Jew, the Christian, must be murdered, must be killed, and that is how you glorify Allah, and that is how you serve Islam. So it's hard for us to contend to comprehend, but that's the only way, for example, that we have, the logic of suicide bombings occur in real life.
Exactly. Well, and to your point, the day before we left Israel, Dr. Gorka, in Bethlehem, the birthplace of Jesus, a woman with four children in her home, a Palestinian breaks in and knifes her to death. So
yes,
exactly what you're saying.
Right. No, I was there on New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. I was a mile away from the bar in Tel Aviv where that individual pulled out his submachine gun, sprayed it into a Jewish bar and killed two young men. So, yeah, it's something Israel understands very, very well. But I'm not sure that most voters here in America understand how ingrained this ideology is.
Well, we're starting to see it, even in our own country, as I mentioned. You just go to a college campus in the United States and you hear what these kids are spouting and you go, whoa, I mean, their parents are spending $50,000, $75,000 a year for this kind of education and their child is being re-indoctrinated, and it's quite a shock for parents around the country come Thanksgiving when they're talking to their kids and you go, what alien just took over my kid's body and I just paid the institution $75,000 last year to reorientate my child and turn him into something I have no idea where he's coming from.
Yeah, there's a wonderful video, or rather disturbing video, your listeners should have a look online. If you go to YouTube, you can watch a video by a young Jewish man who decided to do an experiment on the campus of an American university. In the first video, he stood in the middle of the campus and for 2 hours waved the black flag of ISIS, the jihad. Saudi flag. And how did the students react on the campus of one of America's Ivy League colleges? It's not that they ignored him. It was quite the opposite. The video shows people applauding him, congratulating him, saying things like, wow, are you a religious revolutionary? Do you hate Israel? That's shocking, because that's not the West Bank. That's not
how
Gaza.
Important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
Looking to save money on Medicare Part D? Switch your prescriptions to Walgreens. With copays as low as $1, you could be looking at some real savings. And now you can preview the cost of your scripts before you fill with Walgreens' new Medicare prescription copay quote. And that's kind of a big deal. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy. Quote subject to change and available only for select Part D plans. $1 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Summertime when the weather is high.
American, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Our conversation continues with Dr. Sebastian Gorka, chairman of the Threat Knowledge Group. Dr. Gorka, I do want to pick up on where we left off, but before we do, I do want to talk about the GorkaBriefing.com and how our audience can get engaged with you.
Yes. So We have our company, Threat Knowledge Group, that supports the military and law enforcement and intelligence community. But if your listeners want to access everything that I do that's publicly available, it's at thegorkabriefing.com. That's G-O-R-K-A, thegorkabriefing.com. All my media, there's actually a 10-part video lecture on understanding ISIS. So we have there the report that we did at Threat Knowledge on the domestic threat of ISIS here in the United States. So it's a kind of go-to place for all the information you could want on jihadi threats to the United States.
Yeah, and ladies and gentlemen, you need to be aware of what's going on. I mean, when the FBI is saying there's close to 1,000 open files and investigations on threats here in the United States. This includes every state of the union. This is why go to thegorkabriefing.com. It's important for us to be aware because now more than ever, Dr. Gorga, I find myself as I go through my everyday life, my military training, you know, kicks in and my head is on a swivel and we need more Americans watching each other's sixes as we're going down through life here. We need to be more aware.
Totally. I couldn't agree more. So the one thing we must internalize, which the people of, you know, the UK where I lived internalized during the 1980s when it was the IRA that was the threat, it's the reality that the Israelis have to live with every day. It's the fact that the threat is here and it's walking the street around you. Every American is now the front line of this war. It's not just what our brave men and women are doing in Iraq or Syria or anywhere else in the world. Mm-hmm. It's right here. You may be the first person who sees and has to respond to a jihadi attack, or the other thing, which is just as important, if not more so, you know, jihadis don't do things randomly. They don't shoot from the hip. They surveil. They prepare. So when you see something suspicious, you must report it. They go to the sites they wish to attack. They video them. They take notes. If somebody had really spoken up about what they saw happening in San Bernardino, that attack potentially could have been averted. So
exactly.
Everybody has a role to play.
Well, and like you say, Dr. Gorka, the opposite is true as well. Not only could you be the first one to stop, but perfect case in point, what happened in San Bernardino, you could be the first one to turn your head and ignore the obvious.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a very real choice. You have to either understand we are at war, and once you understand that, you need to choose a side. There's no when we're talking about people who are prepared to cut your head off manually or to burn you alive, you really have to choose whose side you're on.
Well, you know, the amazing thing to me, again, just getting back from Israel, it brings to mind when you have an enemy, a sworn enemy, says, I don't like you, I want you dead. I agree with Bibi Netanyahu. I'm not sure how you negotiate with that, because then all you're negotiating is how you're going to die. But they've made it real clear. They don't like Israel. They don't like America. They want to see us all dead, and we're fooling ourselves if we think they don't.
Let me use a quote I use with the people that I work with. They once asked an old survivor of the Holocaust who'd seen his whole family killed during the reign of the Nazis or die in the concentration camps. They asked him, what's your one big lesson from what you saw and what the horrors you experienced during the Holocaust? And without hesitation, he simply said, oh, that's very easy to answer. The one conclusion I have is, when a group of people repeatedly say they want to kill you, sooner or later, you really should take them seriously. And this is what we face today. We are facing a group born out of the first Afghan war in 1979 that has for decades said, we are the infidels, we must be enslaved or we must be killed. It is time that we understood that and took the war to the enemy.
Yeah, that threat is real and it is present, no doubt about it. Going back to what we talked about before the break, Dr. Gorka, about the campus situation where the black ISIS flag is being waved and the students, basically, they're rallying around it and congratulating the person waving the flag. That's unusual. Now, you said that's on a YouTube video. What is that titled under? Do you remember?
I don't know, but the individual who made it, his first name is Ari, A-R-I. So if you just go to YouTube or Google and look for a campus video, Ari, jihadi flag. And what's also interesting is after he did that, he did the other experiment. He stood for in the same place for an hour and a half, waving the flag of Israel. And what happened then? He was lambasted. He was criticized. He was shouted at as a fascist. So this is really the disturbing reality that we've created a generation in many parts of America that is anti-American, that doesn't value the values that the nation was built upon, and this facilitates and strengthens the jihadi narrative as well. So
exactly.
I really encourage your listeners to search for those videos, to check them, and in fact, I'll probably put a link to them on thegorkabriefing.com.
And we'll get it linked as well, and we will also link to the GorkaBriefing.com as well at BillMartinezLive.com, Dr. Gorka. Now, you know, what you're saying really plays to the point that I made earlier, and that is that we find ourselves with a generational problem. This is nothing that's going to get cleaned up overnight, especially when you see this contrast of two flags on this campus. This seems to be the order and the sentiment of the day. So how are we going to reverse that?
Well, I mean, all serious problems, no matter what they are, whether it's jihadism, malaria, you name it, every single significant problem, its solution boils down to one thing, education and leadership. We need a leadership in the White House that is prepared to call the enemy for what it is, and the word they need to use is evil, just the same way as Ronald Reagan called the Soviet Union evil. We are facing a jihadi movement that is the embodiment of evil. Second, we have to educate ourselves and everybody around us. Everybody has a responsibility to understand what the enemy is doing, what they wish to do in America, and to tell their friends and to prepare. One of the best things your audience can do is to read the ISIS magazine. They have an English language jihadi magazine called Dabiq, D-A-B-I-Q, Dabiq. It's like Al-Qaeda's Inspire magazine. The Clarion Project allows you to access clean versions of it. And you should, if you want to wake up and understand the threat to America, read Dabiq. It is already on issue 12, and it really is a peek inside the mind of jihad.
Well, it's quite an eye-opener, Dr. Gorka, when we see the enemy for what it is, and we can be thankful for, you know, people like Dr. Ben Carson and even Donald Trump that have knocked down the walls of political correctness, because all these ideals have been running rampant, not only on the college campuses, but throughout this country, all under the guise of political correctness, because we cannot call evil for what it is. But I see a kind of a rebirthing, so to speak, and a hunger for truth in this country that is bringing those walls down and could be our saving grace.
I think this is a moment of potential reawakening. I think you're right. I think the potential leadership shown by some of the candidates, the forthrightness, the probity that people like Carson demonstrate, the committedness, the fervor, the energy of those like Rubio and Cruz. And by the way, I'm also very impressed with what the less than front runner Carly Fiorina has done in the national security domain. So, yeah, this could be that moment, Bill.
Without a doubt. Dr. Sebastian Gorka, chairman of the Threat Knowledge Group, be sure and go on the website. You want to bookmark it, thegorkabriefing.com, to stay in the flow of the know, as they say. Dr. Gorka, thank you so much for being with us.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
Looking to save money on Medicare Part D? Switch your prescriptions to Walgreens. With copays as low as $1, you could be looking at some real savings. And now you can preview the cost of your scripts before you fill with Walgreens' new Medicare prescription copay quote. And that's kind of a big deal. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy. Quote subject to change and available only for select Part D plans. $1 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, online's just one of the many ways that you can access Bill Martinez Live. We air Monday through Friday from 9 to 11 Eastern. We're all over the place, whether it's Blog Talk Radio, TuneIn Radio, your local radio station. And if your local radio station doesn't have it, then make sure you tell them, hey, pick up Bill Martinez Live. Why not? We're in over 270 markets across this country now on shortwave around the world as well. So we're excited to continue to get the word out there. Our guest, Julianne Thompson, next, founder of Free America Project, an organization to mobilize the grassroots and build coalitions to keep the focus on victory come next November. And why not? Julianne, welcome to Bill Martinez. Always good to have you with us. How are you doing?
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having me. I'm doing great.
Hey, I want to talk Trump, but we were talking on the break a little bit about the Super Bowl. And, you know, all in all, you know, a pretty good game, you know, for people that understand the defense nuance and others. You know, I don't know. What did you think about the halftime? Were you overworked on the halftime thing? I was like, well, this thing's going on forever.
Yeah, I wasn't thrilled with the halftime show. I think that Lady Gaga did an amazing job.
Was she terrific?
The national anthem. Oh, she
oh
was,
my goodness.
I thought it was the best performance since the Whitney Houston
performance.
I would have loved to have seen her do the halftime show. I was kind of disappointed at that. But I thought it was a good game. Probably not the most exciting Super Bowl game that I've ever seen, you know, but congratulations to Peyton Manning, always a class act, and the Denver Broncos for winning. They
exactly.
did a great job.
What about commercials? What was your favorite commercial?
Goodness, I don't know. There were several of them. It's kind of funny this morning to see that that NARAL is all up in arms about the Doritos commercial.
I thought that was that one with the Doritos, Dorito in a sonogram, you know, ultrasound girl is like, are you kidding me? I mean, that was, I laughed out loud. I'm sorry.
It was funny.
I thought so. Yeah.
And then they tweeted after the commercial, how dare Doritos, that it was in such poor taste for Doritos to show a baby with human qualities, or a fetus with human qualities. Well, you know, what does a human carry? A potato? Yeah. So, you know, it was just kind of, I mean, it was a commercial for Pete's sake, a Super Bowl commercial.
And an expensive one, too. I mean, $5 million this time around. Yes. I mean, gosh, I was thinking, somebody was asking me the other day, because, you know, this is what I do, so I kind of keep an eye on what's going on in terms of the price of media. And I thought it was somewhere around maybe $3 million, $4 million max, I thought. And it was $5 million, because last year, I guess, was like $4.5 million. So it just keeps on climbing, you know, as to what's going on. So that's a lot of money for a national spot, but they figure, hey, with the viewing audience upwards of, I wasn't able to find out what it actually was, but I know it was over, it had to have been over 110 million. I mean, because last year was 111, 112, 14, somewhere in there. So it kind of bounces around depending on who you want to hear. But anyway, let's talk Donald Trump. I mean, people are questioning. I mean, he's driving the pundits nuts, the establishment, you just name it, because he is his own man, and say, what is he up to here?
Well, you know, I think, as I've said before, I'll say it again, he is a master marketer. He knows how to drive the media, and, you know, he's along with the media. I don't want to say he's completely in charge of the narrative, because he's not. I believe the media is driving a lot of the narrative in this election when it comes to pitting the candidates against each other, which is the reason why we don't see a lot of substance in debates. But I think he's a master marketer, and I think he's using his talent to get as much media as he possibly can without actually spending money on media. And he's managed to not have to spend. I don't think he spent a dime. He hasn't had to. He gets constant free earned media.
Right.
And I don't think anybody is quite sure exactly what his strategy is. He's pretty much driving a lot of people crazy. There's a lot of strange things going on in the news right now on both sides of the aisle, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, without a doubt. In Iowa, Trump did actually spend money in Iowa and outspent his nearest competitor by $1 million. And that's a lot of money in Iowa when it comes to TV time. And as you say, things are kind of, they kind of figured out. I still can't figure out, Julianne, how somebody wins 6 coin tosses. 100%. That's like 59 districts in Pennsylvania all voting 100% for Barack Obama. But leave it. Only the Democrats can make that kind of math happen. I don't know how you do that.
It's quite amazing. And they're, you know, who knows what exactly is going to happen, even though that they are claiming that Hillary Clinton is the winner because of the coin tosses, which is a very unusual way to decide an election. But, you know, if you look at the one video from the precinct where a whole bunch of Bernie supporters, everybody had already been counted. So a lot of the Bernie Sanders supporters had already left. And then they did a recount. Mm-hmm. And they did the recount after the supporters had left because they had already been counted. And so I think that that is probably the precinct that the Sanders campaign is going to use as their example of why, you know, there was underhandedness going on the part of, I don't know if they consider that the part of the Clinton campaign or if they consider that to be the Iowa Democratic Party, because the chairperson of the party has a Hillary Clinton sticker on the car and has for over a year. So it's, you know, I think the Bernie Sanders people feel like there's not a lot of fairness that went on in the Iowa caucuses for Sanders. So we'll see what happens.
Well, yeah, and they did do a supposed recount, and Bernie Sanders moved up a little bit, even Martin O'Malley moved up slightly, but it's still Hillary. But regardless of that, the fact that you have Sanders this close on her heels in Iowa is shocking. You know, whether he wins or not, to me, even where he's at is a win.
It is. It really is. And like I said, I really, you know, I don't know what's going to happen in Iowa. I don't know if it's going to be Hillary because there's a lot of protesting going on by the campaign right now. And it's just amazing to watch that there is a time in the United States of America when someone who is a self-avowed socialist could come so close to winning the Iowa caucuses and could provide such a matchup to the Clinton machine, which is probably one of the most powerful political machines to ever come out of the Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm. Well, I keep saying, uh-oh, because it says a lot more, just even from the Democratic side, but the impact that it will have on us nationally, that there would be this many people in support of socialism. And, I mean, is this the generation, is this, you know, is this the America, the 21st century that we have to deal with, is that somehow we need some sort of psychological adjustment to realize that, you know, there isn't another, you know, form of government that's following Bernie's, you know, presentation and his vision that are doing well anywhere. You tell me where it works anywhere, and hey, my mind might be a little bit opened up, but time and again, what Bernie is proposing has been a disaster one country after another.
It has. And I think on one hand, you have so many people who have just been listening to the talking points coming out of the Democratic Party for so many years, and, you know, even over the past several months, when national commentators have asked the Republican National or the Democratic National Committee Chairman Debbie Wasserman Schultz to differentiate what it means to be a socialist from what it means to be a Democrat, and she couldn't articulate the difference, but instead changed the subject and said, right, well, what we're here to do is to beat the Republicans rather than actually deal with that particular issue. So when you see these Frank Luntz focus groups after the two, you know, whether it's a Republican debate or a Democratic debate, and you see people saying, well, maybe it's time we give socialism a chance. It's not just millennials that you're seeing say that. It's older people as well. But on the part of millennials, I think it's a lack of education as to exactly what socialism is. I don't think they really know.
No, I don't think so either, Julianne. I think they've been indoctrinated. There's no doubt about it over the years. And also, I think the Democrats have created a monster that is coming back and eating them from the inside out. Julianne Thompson, founder of Free America Project. I'm Bill Martinez. Thank you, Julianne.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7-second walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7-second walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So, if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7-second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Lord, can you tell me? Yeah, Lord, can you tell me? I just gotta know how far.
How far is it?
Yeah, I just gotta know how far.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 14 before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. BillMartinezLive.com is where you want to go for more information. If you want to drop me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Eric Siegel is with us right now. Been looking forward to this conversation with Eric. Eric is author of the book Predictive Analytics, The Power to Predict Who Will Click, Buy, Lie, or Die. And this is on the hill, Scott, of last week's interview with John Niedenagel, the brain typing doctor, brain type doctor. And so I thought, gosh, this is going to be really fascinating because Eric is also a former Columbia University professor. Eric, I understand you kind of slow jammed your, a little bit of the teaching curriculum. You sang to your audience into your class, right?
That's true. And I was a professor at Columbia. I wrote educational computer science songs. I'd bring in my keyboard, sing like a rock ballad about debugging a computer program and a rap about machine learning.
Oh, even rap as well. You're multi-talented. I mean, to be able to go and run the genre, huh?
Well, you know, when you're teaching a course, the students have to sit there politely no matter what you do.
Well, that's pretty respectful, you know, make the most of their time. And we still, we still look at some entertainment value. I know some people are looking at last night's Super Bowl and going, where's the entertainment on it? I guess you had to adjust. You had to adjust your thinking a little bit. If you were in for an offensive type of game, boy, it was really tedious for you last night.
I didn't watch the game. I'm not a sports person, so
right.
We're off topic on that front.
Well, let's talk about predictive analytics, the power to predict who will click, buy, lie, or die. And your perspective here, what we're going to talk about, is focused on the presidential race, you know, how Ted Cruz used the data analytics to successfully persuade each individual and how other candidates have and will, too. And, of course, he was very successful in Iowa, right?
Well, we don't know too much specifics about exactly what type of analytics is being used normally until after a candidate has succeeded or failed, you know, after the election's taken place. So we learned a great deal about Obama and how the campaign for Obama in 2012 changed the game after he won. It turned out that they had been the first known large candidate campaign that use predictive analytics in this very specific way to make prediction for each individual voter as far as how best to influence that voter and how best to use that army of volunteers, whose door should be knocked on and whose should not, with regard to optimizing the mass persuasion of individuals within each state.
How does that look like?
So, you know, the volunteers, it's basically like a marketing campaign. The volunteers are the sales force. Mm-hmm. And they don't just knock on all the doors in a neighborhood. They're told, look, this is a list, and you should knock on the doors on this list. Don't knock on the other doors. And that list has been curated analytically, so based on the number crunching and based on early special polls just for this purpose. This is what the Obama campaign did. And so the question is, are they doing this now in the primaries? You know, are they going to be doing it in the primary election? And we know that at least Hillary for America not only has job postings for predictive analytics staff members, but more specifically job postings that call for this kind of persuasion modeling, where it's a statistical modeling method. So based on these special early polls, there's number crunching that says, look, knocking on this individual's door increases probabilistically the chances of getting them to vote for our candidate. But on the other hand, this other individual voter, it's better to not knock on their door at all, because they're either in our pocket, they're a sure thing, or there may even be a risk in some cases. There are risks that we turn them against us, and we'd increase the chance that they would vote for the opposing candidate. So definitely better not to knock on that door at all.
Eric, where's this information coming from?
We interviewed staff members from the Obama analytics team after they won the election. They also presented at the conference series that I founded called Predictive Analytics World, and we've got one of those people, Dan Porter, who was in one of the three hands-on statisticians who did the persuasion modeling for Obama, keynoting once again this October in New York at our Predictive Analytics World event.
Well, the information I'm looking at, the raw data, where are they getting the raw data? Where is that coming to them?
Well, in the case of the Democrats, the Democratic National Convention, DNC's got a database that they keep, and that's extremely rich, and keeps track of things like, you know, how individuals responded when their door was knocked on, you know, 4 years ago, this kind of thing. So it's a very rich database, you know, how they self-reported to have voted, what their designation is, or whether they're sort of an unknown, their affiliation is unknown. And there's all kinds, I mean, it's really quite similar to what you're doing as a corporation for a marketing campaign.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, that maybe they pulled some of that information from that. I mean, do they get it down to the point to say that, you know, more Democrats like sugar than Republicans, you know, and certain things that they would buy, you know, consumer products, would it reflect their political personality?
I know that they pull in certain types of consumer behavior, and that's the thing about this type of analysis. You never know what might actually be indicative and might help make the prediction. But the number crunching is going to try a large number of things. So whatever data you may have accrued and may have available, try it out. You never know what might help tip the balance and inform, and just because it's all about playing a numbers game more effectively.
Right.
And it may turn out that, you know, they find out these things in consumer behavior all the time. For example, that your financial credit risk score, like your FICO score, actually is very revealing with regard to the chances that you'll crash your car. So there's these things that are not directly connected, but they turn out to be quite predictive and are useful for something else.
Well, the other thing that, you know, relevant to the DNC's database, if they're in a market, they're in Iowa once every 4 years and every 2 years, I mean, even, national statistics indicate that roughly 20-25% of any one household in a zip code will change because people move. So 4 to 5 years, that whole zip code theoretically could replace itself. So this is quite a job to stay on top of this information, because what may be valid today and even in the last 8 years and two election cycles with President Obama, not necessarily valid, maybe to a degree statistically, but not to a sophisticated level that you think it might be.
it's true that the data, so in that sense, the data is noisy. It's going to have errors in it.
Right.
So if one out of five households have an, or, you know, at least in certain urban neighborhoods or something, one out of five apartments or whatever it is, actually have a totally new inhabitant, a new resident, that's going to add a lot of noise to the data. But when you're doing, when you're collecting sort of the response data, which is what you need to do earlier on in the cycle for this persuasion modeling, what you're doing is you're modeling over, you're creating the ability to predict even despite the noise. So the thing is the whole thing is probabilistic and imperfect in the first place. In fact, it's not like a crystal ball where it's about accurate prediction. It's about predicting better than guessing. And if you predict, let's say, five times better than guessing, even despite the fact that the data is noisy in that respect, has errors in it, that certain amount of it's robust. It deals with that certain amount of noise as long as the noise stays consistent. When you then apply the model and you're using it to target, let's say at the end when we're doing the general election, you know, in the last few weeks before general election when they're doing all the pavement pounding and knocking on the doors, if that's being guided by the number crunching, and the number crunching is over data that has noise level that's consistent with the initial analysis, you know, it's going to be robust. It'll deal with it.
Exactly. And when it comes down to being predictive, predictively better, you just have to be predictively better by a couple of percentage points than who you're running against, right?
Oh yeah, I mean
theoretically,
that's what this is. This is all, you know, this is a sailboat race, right? Every single little tweak could end up being a deciding factor. So this does end up being a significant, if not deciding factor, or could be. So it's an important component of running a national campaign.
This is fascinating stuff, Eric. I mean, I find it very interesting, you know, looking at, people's behavior, what their predictive behavior would be like. And it's all right there. And, you know, the people that have an insight to it have an advantage. Now, you mentioned something here that I'm sure probably piqued some people's ears here. And that, as you said, a FICO score can give you some indication who's going to get a car accident. And there's other ways that PA comes into play, right?
Oh yeah, I mean this is the stuff that's used for marketing, for fraud detection, for lots of new applications in healthcare. As far as you know, so it's making decisions across customers, healthcare patients, suspects, you know, national organizations and police precincts, the National Security Administration. It's all about triaging and playing numbers games more effectively. So should I market to this individual? Should I knock on this voter's door? Should I expose this person to a certain medical test or healthcare treatment or medication?
Right.
Should I investigate this suspect? So all of these decisions that are made in mass scale and need to be done a little more effectively with fraud detection. You know, if you're an auditor and you're trying to decide, is this a good application for credit? Is this a legitimate transaction? There's only so many you can manually as a human pour over every day. But it's
exactly.
A list that's given to you to spend your time on is that much more effective, that much more of interest.
Exactly. Well, Eric, we're out of time. Eric is the author of the book Predictive Analytics, The Power to Predict, Who Will Click, Buy, Lie, or Die. It'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Eric Siegel on Bill Martinez Live.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.